With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Families of the Israeli hostages kidnapped by the Hamas terrorist group are speaking out about their ordeal. Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says his organization will not stop until all the hostages are released.
It's critically important to see that each person here is a story, is a name, is an age, has a family, and we want to get them reunited. The forum will keep doing everything it can until that happens.
Israeli leaders say they're closer than ever before on a possible deal to free some of the 200-plus hostages taken by Hamas in the deadly October 7th attacks. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are close to approving contract agreements with Stellantis and Ford. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Voting at Stellantis and Ford is overwhelmingly in favor, with only a few factories yet to cast ballots. Workers at Ford voted 68.2% in favor of the deal, with only seven smaller facilities yet to be counted by early Saturday. At the company's huge pickup truck plant in Dearborn, Michigan, the vote was 78.7% in favor. At Stellantis, the deal has been approved by a large margin to two big Detroit plants. Voting at Jeep and Ram vehicle maker Stellantis is scheduled to officially end on Saturday night. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials say a shooter killed one person Friday in the lobby of New Hampshire's psychiatric hospital and then was fatally shot by a state trooper. The shooter and victim were not identified and further details weren't immediately available. New Hampshire Hospital is the state's only psychiatric hospital located near the state's capital city. Republican Governor Chris Sununu says in a statement that the scene has been contained. On Wall Street, the Dow up by a point, the Nasdaq rose 11, the S&P 500 advanced 5. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom in Minnesota.
Crown College and the University of Northwestern St. Paul want to participate in a state program that allows students to earn free college credits for completing college-level coursework in high school. But the state either wants to bar the schools because they are religious or impose state mandates on them if they participate. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty is representing the colleges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights has filed a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner. Christine Geiger of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City posted on social media that men who are living as women were not welcome at her business. An administrative law judge will now oversee a hearing and issue a recommendation. The Civil Rights Commission will then have the final say in a ruling. Penalties can include monetary compensation and a potential suspension of Geiger's license. This is SRN News. Honda's recalling nearly a quarter million vehicles because bearings can fail, causing the engines to stall, increasing the risk of a crash.
The recall covers certain 2018 and 19 Honda Pilot SUVs and Odyssey minivans, and some 2017 and 2019 Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected, certain 2015 to 2020 Acura TLX cars and 2016 to 2020 Acura MDX SUVs. The automaker says it has no reports of injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace the engines if necessary. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police in Maine say a lobsterman jumped from a boat into the water to help save a driver trapped in a sinking car. The car drove into Catskill Bay shortly after noon on Thursday. Manny Corinos, who is experienced in diving, entered the water and helped pull out the driver. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.